Welcome to the Healthpreneur Show with Uriel Keim. We're so glad you're here. Every episode, we're going to bring advice and conversations with experts that will help you grow your health business. Let's dive in.
All right. Will Apple's new iOS 14 updates ruin what you're doing at Facebook? I don't know. So if you're running Facebook ads, you may want to pay attention to what I'm going to share with you here. My name is Uriel Keim. Welcome to Coach's Corner. So if you're running Facebook ads, you've probably seen this notification in your dashboard, right? Apple iOS 14 may affect, you know, XYZ. And we've had a couple clients kind of freak out about it. And to be honest, you know, there's nothing to worry about. This is the way I'll just put it this way. So let me kind of go back to the high level here. Is when you do things properly, you should always be focused on the psychology, not on the technology. Okay? So I mean, since we started Healthpreneur, this is now almost 6 years. Every year, there's been someone who's asked me, oh, I've heard Facebook is going to disappear. And then there was like the data breach. And then that was like, oh my God, what happens if Facebook disappears? The reality, guys, is that Facebook is still here. They are a behemoth of a company. And I'm not saying that they're too big to fail, but don't worry about things you have no control over. Like, you have no control over whether or not Facebook exists or doesn't exist. You have control over two things, your mindset and your actions. That's it. So with that said, understand that what you have control over is the never-ending improvement of your messaging, of your skill developments in your marketing. Okay, because let's just say that Facebook did disappear, right? Let's say the next week they're just shut down. All right, cool. If you've got a perfect client pipeline, that is like think of a train. And if I had a train, I would show you, but I don't. So think of a train, and your perfect client pipeline is a four-step process: Facebook ad to webinar, application, phone call. So if you have four cars in the train, all that would happen is the first car would be removed, the Facebook ad, if Facebook disappeared. And what would you do then? You'd find somewhere else to go. YouTube, Google, Clubhouse, whatever the next, you know, platform is going to be. And you use that as the first car to drive traffic into the conversion mechanism. So guys, don't worry about Facebook. Don't worry about like it disappearing or like Elon Musk taking it down. If that happens, okay, yeah, like we can cry about it for a day and then we move on. And then we figure out, oh, what can I do instead? So that's the first thing I want to mention, is focus on the psychology, not on the technology. Focus on improving your skill, your craft of becoming better with your wording, with your copywriting, being able to tell a better story, better able to communicate the value of what it is you offer, because that is going to be timeless no matter what platform you are on, okay? So that's the first thing. High level, psychology, not the technology. Let's talk about the technology for a second. So again, this is all gonna, like, we don't know exactly how this is gonna impact businesses, but to be honest, I don't think it's going to be significant. Basically, from my understanding, what it's allowing people to do is Apple users on iOS 14 are going to have the ability to opt out of companies like pixeling them so they can retarget their existence online. Now, the way I see this is I love being retargeted too, because why would I not want to see ads related to what I'm interested in? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing more annoying than seeing an ad that has nothing to do with what you're interested in. Like, if I started seeing hair products advertised to me, that's not gonna make a lot of sense, right? So, okay, that's not the best user experience, which is what Facebook and like Instagram and Google, they're all trying to create better user experience. So if I went to a hair club for men website and they pixeled me based on the behavior of landing on that website, and now I'm starting to get followed around and I see their banner images online and on Facebook talking about hair club for men, that's the way it should be, because I expressed some initial interest in a topic and now they're saying, hey, are you still interested in this? Nothing wrong with that. So as a user, if you're on an Apple phone, I would not be opting out of being followed online. It makes sense for companies to put their stuff back in front of you after expressing initial interest. But let's just say that people opt out, because that's going to happen for sure. So how that's going to affect you, as a Facebook advertiser is that your retargeting might be compromised a little bit, okay? But it's not the end of the world. In most campaigns, most of your conversions are going to come from cold traffic anyways, okay? Like, retargeting is awesome. And yes, you can continue squeezing the juice out of the lemon from people who have not taken action. But the vast majority of your conversions, I'd say 80% or more, are going to come from cold traffic, okay? That's just what we've seen for many, many years. Second thing is Facebook is changing the attribution window. So if you have a 7-day attribution window, typically it would be a 28-day attribution window. So if someone converted in 28 days, that would show up in your Facebook Ads Manager as a conversion. So if someone opted in, but they didn't book a call, but then they booked a call 2 weeks later, they would eventually show up in your Facebook Ads Manager. To my understanding, now that's going to change because they're shortening the attribution window to 7 days. And so what that means is if someone opts in today and they don't book a call, for instance, for like 3 weeks, that may not show in your Ads Manager attributed to a specific ad. Now that can lead to some issues tracking-wise because you may not have as much confidence to scale a specific ad, but you can still see the comparison between 7-day and 28-day attribution. It's not as clean as just seeing it in your Ads Manager dashboard, but you can still, and I can't walk you through it here because I can't even show you on the screen, you can still compare the two side by side. So you can see if 100 conversions happen in a month, how many of them happen in under 7 days versus 28 days, and you can see the discrepancy. Anyways, so we're not slowing down. I'm still 1,000% all in on Facebook. And like with anything, guys, winners find a way to win, right? Like, whiners continue to whine and they continue to complain, and that's their modus operandi. Don't be a whiner, okay? Be a winner, and no matter what happens, find a way to make it work. That's all you need to focus on. You focus on you, just like last year, right? COVID, lockdowns, shutdowns, social distancing. You can complain about it, or you can do something about it. So I posted on Facebook a couple days ago about how these ridiculous travel bans in Canada are now a little bit outrageous. 3 months, no travel to the sun destinations. That was my only post about COVID, to be honest. And I don't like wasting energy complaining about stuff, because what am I going to do? I'm going to like sulk and complain that I can't travel to Mexico or the Caribbean. Like, who cares? I don't even want to go on an airplane with a mask and be served food in a box. It's not even a fun experience. I'm not going to bother complaining about that because my life's been pretty amazing the last year. Yeah, it's been different, but it's been great because I've chosen to make it great. So no matter what is happening to you, just make the most of it, because it's not happening to you. No one's out to get you. It's all a challenge. It's all a lesson. It's all a game. Just like in video games, you're at level 1, you want to get to level 2, you just have to beat the bad guy to get to level 2. You want to get to level 3, you have to develop your skills to become better, sharpen the next sword, get the next tool to get to level 3. That's the game of life, guys. You can cry about it, or you can get on the horse and just keep going, okay? So I don't care what's happening with Facebook. I'm like, it's good to know. Is it going to blow up your business? Is it going to like kill your business? The answer is if you allow it to. That's the answer. That's the truth. If you allow it to, it will cripple your business. But I promise you this, if it cripples one business, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to cripple all businesses. Because I can guarantee you this, that we will have our best year in business this year, regardless of what happens on Facebook. And guess what's going to happen next year? Next year is going to be even better than this year. Why? Because I'm deciding to make it so. I don't care if Facebook disappears off the face of the earth. I don't care if YouTube disappears, because I have the skills to put a message in front of people, to attract people into our business, to transform their lives. If you develop your skills, you will always be relevant and you will never be at the mercy for anything that happens technology-wise. So guys, focus on you. Focus on your thoughts and what you can control, which are your thoughts and your actions, and you will be fine. And obviously, if you have coaching and guidance to help you through all this, it makes a lot of sense. If you'd like my help, if you want to get more clients, if you want to be able to sail the turbulent waters, let me know. Send me a DM. Happy to help if you're a health expert who wants to get more clients to grow your business. Send me a DM or a comment below. Happy to chat to see if we might be able to help. All right, guys. Hope you have an amazing day. Stay positive. Smile. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us on the Coach's Corner. If you didn't know, inside of our private Facebook group, the Healthpreneur Hub, Yuri's show, The Coach's Corner, happens live every single morning with one goal: to help you grow your health business. If you want to hear more of The Coach's Corner, then click the link in the show notes to join the Healthpreneur Hub on Facebook for free. And if you want to know the four-step system that predictably fills a health business with qualified, ready-to-buy clients, we want to send you an invite to our free online masterclass. You can find that masterclass at healthpreneurgroup.com/show or by clicking the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time on the Healthpreneur Show with Yuri Elkind.